You mentioned the issue of BRAF, and maybe you can provide an update on where we are with patients with BRAF mutations and how, in your own practice outside a trial setting, you factor this into your clinical decisions.
Yeah, so we know that Scott Kopetz presented the SWOG randomized phase 2 study at ASCO this year looking at the use of a BRAF inhibitor in combination with chemotherapy or with an EGFR antibody, and clearly showed, in this case with a irinotecan and or an EGFR antibody, or actually in his case it was a MEK inhibitor. I mean, clearly you see that combinations with BRAF inhibitors improve at least disease-free survival or progression-free survival, I should say, because these are metastatic patients. It's a different question what the survival impact is. We don't know that there's a survival impact yet. It's not as simple as in melanoma where patients can respond to monotherapy BRAF inhibitors, even though it's the same mutation, the V600E mutation. I should say the BRAF, there are many, many mutations. The one that we're talking about here is the V600E mutation. Now, the problem here is if you treat these patients, let's say with FOLFOXIRI up front, even if you get a good response, what do you do next? And these folks can go down really rapidly. The disease can turn on a dime. So it's a real struggle because for the data that supports either dabrafenib or vemurafenib in combinations, various combinations, neither of those are before the FDA, nor are the studies robust enough to go to the FDA. There are a few studies out there right now that are ongoing that may serve to go to the FDA, but they're not even close to done. I think Array has a RAF inhibitor that they're looking at. So it's really a predicament. You can look at the molecular features of a patient's cancer and say, gee, you've got a BRAF mutation, that's bad, and then what do you do about it? Unless you can get them on a study, and that study may very well randomize patients so they don't receive the RAF inhibitor. And this is really an ethical, moral problem for many of us. So part of the question is, can we somehow shake loose BRAF inhibitors so we can put them into patients? It's no panacea, but at least some patients have a much better outcome.
So then, assuming you can access a BRAF inhibitor or maybe in combination with other targeted therapies, do you offer any type of targeted therapy to patients outside a trial who have BRAF mutations?
Well, guilty as charged. So yeah, you know, in general, that's not something I would suggest, except that with BRAF mutant patients, I think we're stuck. So we have petitioned the sponsors, pharmaceutical companies, to get the RAF inhibitors. Insurers on occasion have paid for it, and we have treated some patients off study. Much preferable would be to either get these approved or to get insurers to pay for it. It's a need population. It's not a huge percentage of patients. It's only about 3 or 4% of patients with metastatic colon cancer.
Yeah, but I mean, 3 to 4% of colon cancer
big
is a
number.
Lot of people.
Absolutely right. Big number.
You know, lung cancer, they treat subsets that are 1%, and, you know.
Totally agree.
And actually, it's interesting mentioning lung cancer. We watched the BRAF story evolve there. Initially, it wasn't clear which way it was going to go, more like colon or more like melanoma. Now, I mean, there's approved combination, BRAF-MEK, and when you ask investigators, we're using it first line.
Yeah.
So that's kind of following the melanoma pattern.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. I think that's one place where I could see moving these agents up front, especially patients with such a bad disease. You wonder if the RAF inhibitors are only modestly effective because patients have already had enough mutational events and other problems with their cancer that you've already induced resistance. I mean, what we're doing and some groups are doing really aggressively is doing serial biopsies of patients with colon cancer. Because we have to understand why and how patients develop resistance if we're ultimately going to make a big difference, I think. So BRAF, it's really great that we've identified it now, if only we can really be aggressive in targeting it and get things on the market that can help us do that.
And just to be clear, when you talk about trying to access these types of agents, you're talking about single agent monotherapy with a BRAF inhibitor?
No. So for colon cancer, the monotherapy, at least dabrafenib and vemurafenib, have essentially no activity as monotherapies. So at our place, we work with combinations looking with EGFR antibodies and irinotecan, other combinations with MEK inhibitor, which is commercially available. So we mix and match. I mean, it's not scientific, but essentially we just feel compelled to at least give patients a chance at a good response or at least controlling their disease reasonably well if they have a BRAF mutation.